This is KUT. Today is expected to be the hottest day so far this year in Austin. People are encouraged to drink plenty of water, stay indoors, and not leave kids or pets in vehicles. Since 1998, more than 760 children have died after being left in a hot car, most of them in Texas. KUT's Avery Miles reports on a recent study to determine how little time it can take for a child to become lethally overheated in a car.
Dr. Jennifer Vanos has been looking at how extreme heat affects people in different situations for about a decade now. In her recent study, she was interested in seeing what extreme heat can do to a child inside of a car.
For the majority of cases of a child dying in a car, it's from being forgotten, and it's not forgotten for an hour, it's forgotten for like a day, right, when someone is at work or something.
Over three 100-degree days in Arizona, Vanos used a human heat balancing formula to measure the temperature inside of three different car models. Her team found that it only takes an hour before a child's body temperature could reach 104 degrees inside of a car parked in the sun. And shade doesn't help much.
It doesn't change the danger on a day that's 100 degrees Fahrenheit and humid.
For Ray Ray Cavallero, it was just under 3 hours.
That morning, Ray Ray was just 1 year and 10 days.
Christy Reeves said they had all overslept a bit, but otherwise it was a typical morning. She walked her daughter and her husband, Brett, out to the car at their home in Northwest Austin. She said goodbye. On the way to Ray Ray's daycare, Brett missed his usual turn and kept driving to work. He had forgotten that she was in the back seat. By the time he remembered, they called 911, but it was too late.
And then they declared her at, I believe, 2:49 in the afternoon.
There have been 26 pediatric vehicular deaths so far this year. Since 1998, there have been about 37 deaths each year. Reeves has been advocating for legislation to prevent more deaths and to educate new parents about this danger. In 2015, the legislature passed Ray Ray's Law in Texas, which mandates that hospitals or birthing centers must inform new parents on the dangers of hot car-related accidents and deaths.
Parents should be alerted to this danger. You know, at the same time they preached at about having the right car seat, at that very same conversation, they should be having a conversation about the dangers of accidentally forgetting a child in the back seat.
Last year, several advocacy groups were able to get the Hot Cars Act introduced in Congress. The bill would require the auto industry to put sensors in cars to alert parents if they leave a child in the back seat. In addition to several reminder apps, the Bag in the Back campaign encourages parents to put something important in the back seat as a reminder. Reeves and her husband have been using a text alert system for their twins, who are almost 6 years old. They've been doing that ever since they discovered this danger the hard way.
You know, this is the number one non-crash vehicular-related killer of kids under the age of 14. And yet, how many people have heard about it as a danger? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Avery Miles, KUT News.